North Dakotans have always helped each other out. It's time to see again what we're made of. We can mask up and follow the guidelines. Give a little space so we can move forward for each other. Brought to you by the North Dakota Department of Health.
He's the home inspector and he's got advice to fix up your home. Oh, gee, that's nice. So you don't have to feel like you're on your own. Just listen and learn and then pick up the phone.
790 AM, 104.7 FM, the KF Joe mobile app. Follow 790 KF Joe on Twitter. Like the KF Joe Morning Crew on Facebook.
Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. is a home inspector, and he joins us Tuesdays at 640 to answer your house questions for you. You can call the Laney Studio Lines, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in your questions to 35270. Good morning to you, Lars.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're good. We already have a question here popping into the text club. I know they tried last week, but we ran out of time. Here you go, Lars. We have a brand new house. It has screws popping out of the ceiling on the interior. They're wondering how to fix that. They say they had somebody try, but they just put in another screw, so now there are two popping out.
So this happens very often in new construction, and it has to do with the moisture content in the wood structures that could be too high when it's installed, and then when everything dries out, the wood shrinks. It's causing the screw or the nail to be forced out or shift sideways or whatever, and that joint compound that's covering the nail will come loose. So very common, not really, it's rarely a structural concern, but I would, instead of putting one screw next to the one that pops, I would put two, one up, you know, for each side of it, and see if that will actually hold it in better. Otherwise, it will likely just stop with that movement as the wood will shrink. Super common.
Follow-up question, Lars, if somebody sees a crack in their home across their ceiling, do they caulk it? Do they paint it? Do they just close their eyes and pretend it's not there?
I would probably just close my eyes and pretend it's not there for a little while and wait and see if it's going to move more. Especially if it's a newer house, then you could see that things are going to crack and shift a little bit in the beginning. And if you patch it too early, it might just end up coming back, and then you have to patch it again. So it's just a crack. Okay,
Lars Knobloch is a home inspector with Nordic Companies, Inc. If you have any questions for him, he is here to help you. Give us a call. The Laney Studio Lines, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or text in your questions to 35270. When you talk about those screws popping out or you talk about the cracks in the ceiling, okay, if you're living in that house, you know, I guess it's what you want to deal with. But if you want to sell that house, Lars, and you, the home inspector, comes in to look at that, does the homeowner, current homeowner, get dinged and have to fix those types of things up?
Very, very rarely. So it really shouldn't be something someone needs to focus on when selling their house, unless it's a structural crack. You know, then it's a different problem, but then the crack is still cosmetic. It's a structural problem that should be corrected. Non-structural cracks like that stuff, people expect that buying a home that's been lived in.
Our Laney studio line is open, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346. You can text your question in to 35270. Question about snow on roofs. We haven't had as much snow as last year. How do I know how much snow my roof can hold?
That's a great question. There's a lot of things that can play in with that. It might depend on how the roof structure is built. It might depend on how many layers of shingles you have. Because all that, you know, if you have double layers of shingles, that puts a lot more weight on your roof as well. And it also depends on the moisture content in the snow. Because the higher moisture content, the heavier the snow. So that is a question that's really difficult to answer. An early sign of a problem would be if your rafter starts splitting or cracking in the attic. So you could always pop your head up and look for that. Otherwise, I would say, you know, if we're getting 2 foot or two of snow on the roof, it's probably good to remove it.
Lars Knobloch is a home inspector with Nordic Companies, Inc. He is here to help you. He joins us every Tuesday at 640 to answer your housing questions. The Laney studio lines, 237-5948, 1-800-880-5346, or you can text in your questions to 35270. Somebody was wondering, Lars, about duct cleaning. Should we be doing that? And if so, how often?
You know, the National Air Duct Association recommends to clean ductwork every 3 to 5 years. I would say that many houses don't need to do it that frequently. But if you have a lot of carpet in your house, if you have a lot of pets in your house, anyone in the household have like allergies, it could definitely be a good idea to stay on that 3 to 5 year schedule. Or if you just bought a house that the, you know, chances are the house, the ductwork in the house probably hasn't been cleaned in a while. And especially if the seller had pets too, it would be something that's a good idea to do. And then I would really recommend to hire someone that's NADCA certified. And that's NADCA, and it stands for National Air Duct Association.
Okay, we've got Deb on the line. She has a question for you, Lars. Go ahead, Deb.
So if I'm looking to buy a home, is it fair for me to ask the homeowner to put in a radon kit so that I don't have to worry about that, or is that something that a cost that I'm going to have to incur? And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So it's a very common scenario if a buyer will test a house for radon that they're in the process of buying and it comes back high, that they go back to the seller and says, hey, we want to buy your house still, but we want you to put a mitigation system in. And buyers will have quite a bit of leverage on the seller in a situation like this, because if the buyer decides not to buy the house, the seller will have to go to the next buyer and disclose that the house was tested high for radon, and they might end up having to fix it no matter what. But sometimes you see sellers are like, yeah, sure, we'll do it. Other times they're like, I'll do half if you do half, which I think also is a fair deal. The seller likely didn't know the radon was high anyway. So it could go either way. It also depends on, you know, what was your, what kind of cost did you or purchase agreement did you come down to? Did you get a $20,000 off the or below the asking? Then maybe you don't have much leverage to negotiate on the radon. So there's many things to take into consideration. I would recommend to discuss that with your realtor. But as I said, it is common for a buyer to request a mitigation system to be installed by the seller during a real estate transaction.
Lars Knobloch, Nordic Companies, Inc. What would you pick out as a couple of high points if somebody's considering selling their home? From your expertise, what would you suggest a couple of key points to consider, Lars?
Right now, the inventory in the Fargo-Moorhead area is super low. So it's a great time to sell your house if you're considering doing that. I would probably consider having a pre-listing inspection done. There is some great value to that from a seller standpoint. And what one thing that we will help a buyer figure out is anything that's wrong with the house, help them get full disclosure. And the seller can either fix some of these things or they can just throw the inspection report on the table and says, here it is, full disclosure. This is all we know about the house. It's priced accordingly. Take it or leave it. And that way you're removing some of the leverage a buyer might have on inspection negotiation, because they already were aware of everything before they put their offer on.
Lars,
that's
if,
one thing.
If you have something quick, otherwise we've got to run. Otherwise, they can give you a holler there too if you pass along your phone number to them.
I don't ever have anything quick. My phone number is 701-566-1446. If you have questions about selling your house or how to go about that, you got a lot of good advice.
Very good. Lars, time always goes too fast. Thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
You bet. He is the home inspector, Lars Knobloch of Nordic Companies, Inc. Again, the number to call if you have any more questions for him. He loves to talk. 701-566-1446.